glut, the four-letter word guiding oil prices this week. From APM in New York, I'm David Brancaccio with the Marketplace Midday Update. Driving could remain quite cheap going into this fall, with crude oil prices down 7% from before we went into the 4th of July weekend. This morning, it was trading on the New York Mercantile Exchange at $52.53 a barrel. There's concern about China's growth, Chinese stocks, what happens to European growth if Greece exits the euro, and a deadline approaching in the Iran nuclear talks. On Tuesdays, we consult Julie Niemann, the analyst at Smith Moore & Company in St. Louis. Good morning, Julie.
Morning, David.
Why do you think oil prices are down near $52 and change a barrel?
Probably the key thing is very sluggish demand. We're looking at a global economy that has been moving ahead slowly, one foot in front of the other, but we don't have strong demand. And that's what you have to justify prices up in the 80s and the 90s and the 100s. It simply isn't there right now because we've got a lot of supply as well. And we have fracking to blame for that or to credit that. Fracking has basically made America almost an independent producer at this point in time.
But the thing is, Julie, I thought our friends, the frackers, cut back after oil prices started to collapse just over a year ago.
Some of the little guys did, but the big boys who have lower cost of production prices and cheaper properties that they purchased are still producing. So we still have plenty of oil coming in. So you haven't seen a really big drop in inventories. Moreover, we've got a lot of oil floating around out in the Atlantic and Pacific on tankers, floating inventory. There are some estimates that this could be as much as 33, 34 million barrels. So we don't really know how much is out there, but we know for sure that Saudi Arabia and most of the other producers are still producing at full tilt.
Analyst Julie Niemann, thank you. Greece's prime minister is meeting creditor countries today, with each side expecting a new financial rescue proposal from the other following voter rejection of the last set of conditions. Banks remain closed in Greece, with people limited to the equivalent of $66 a day per ATM card. And strict curbs on money flowing into and out of the country are a problem in Greece and beyond, where vendors may not be getting paid. Some are trying to be flexible. Zach Bouzan-Kaloustian is director of support at the New York-based cloud computing provider DigitalOcean.
We looked at the circumstances that were going on in Greece and understood that customers would have a tough time paying their bill on July 1. So we proactively sent out an email to several thousand customers saying, hey, we understand your financial situation. You may or may not be able to pay us. Either way is okay. We will monitor the situation.
In Greece, much of the world of online commerce is closed to people now. Marketplace's Adrian Hill picks up the story.
These are dark days for Greek consumers. Bank closures, cash shortages, and capital controls. The restrictions are meant to keep Greeks from sending their money overseas, but they also mean Greek credit cards can't be used to make payments outside the country.
It's an unfortunate restriction on the ability of Greek consumers to shop online and outside of Greece.
Jason Oxman is the CEO of the Electronic Transactions Association.
Generally speaking, it takes Greek customers outside of the global commerce world.
A place few people want to be. There are reports of blocked iTunes purchases, cloud storage services being canceled when the credit card on file doesn't work. In a statement, PayPal says its wallets can no longer be funded from Greek accounts. Mary Monahan is with Javelin Strategy and Research.
It's definitely affecting consumers who are trying to do any kind of cross-border transacting.
And in today's global economy, that's a whole lot of people. I'm Adrian Hill for Marketplace.
An otherwise fine midsummer day, and here we are, you and I, working. Americans get less and take less vacation compared to other Western countries. But some U.S. companies worry this hurts business and are trying a radical remedy. Marketplace's Mark Garrison reports.
ZocDoc has everything you expect from a young tech company these days. Tastefully industrial Soho office with hardwood floors? Check. Casually dressed young staffers playing ping pong? Check. Not to mention free yoga Thursdays and very nice benefits. ZocDoc's time off policy isn't just generous, it's endless.
Team members can take time off whenever they need it or whenever they want to.
Netta Samrangraj is the health tech company's CFO and chief people officer. She says unlimited time off is good for employees and the company.
We feel like we have a much more motivated workforce, and they're absolutely much more productive as well while they're here.
So let's say I wanted to take off 2 weeks in September.
Carol Tiger, who works in marketing, shows me how it works.
I would look at our campaign calendar and our project roadmap and just make sure that that's a time that feels okay to leave. Ask my boss for permission, then I can just put it in the calendar and book my tickets.
And that's it? No paperwork, nothing else?
No paperwork, no counting, just put it in the calendar so people are aware.
Tiger took off 6 weeks last year and saw 8 different countries. When she explains the deal to family and friends, she gets a mix of naked envy and total awe.
Do you even work? Why would you go to work? And how do you get anything done?
Many managers are skeptics too. Bruce Elliott watches these issues at the Society for Human Resource Management.
The first question we always get is, how are employees going to abuse it? And I think that's really the wrong question, because what we do find is that employees don't abuse this policy.
Elliott's numbers show just under 1% of American businesses do this, but there's a lot of interest in these companies, as many cite gains in productivity, employee engagement, and retention. Back at ZocDoc, Samran Raj says unlimited time off is there to stay.
Overall, we're really happy with how it's turned out, and it's actually a great recruiting tool for us right now.
And it's a tool more companies are taking a look at. In New York, I'm Mark Garrison for Marketplace.
And I'm David Brancaccio with the Marketplace Midday Update from APM, American Public Media.